102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, just after 6 o'clock.
Did it happen, like, immediately following the Super Bowl? We were just talking about, apparently, Giuliani got his panties in a bunch about Beyonce's Super Bowl thing. What did he say? Beyonce hates the cops? Is that what his thing is?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was the halftime show.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, right. I saw it. And
I thought it was in the middle of the third quarter when Beyonce ran a go route and then gave the finger to the cops.
You said what happened? Was it at the end?
No, did the conversation immediately start on, like, during or after the game, or did it happen
there
yesterday?
There was hype beforehand.
Oh,
that
really?
This was what Beyonce was planning to do.
So what did she do? She had all those girls dancing with her, and I felt like they were wearing somewhat, like, not really cop hats.
Right.
Maybe they dressed somewhat like
the
cops?
Outfits supposedly were like Black Panther outfits.
Oh, Black Panther outfits. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't look deep into it. I mean, it's a halftime of the Super Bowl.
So so now they think Beyonce is trying to revive the Black Panther?
Like the Black Lives Matter. She was trying to show her support for the Black Lives Matter group and to draw attention to police brutality.
And the NFL is going to be cool with that? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL gave the okay for the whole performance.
How about
apparently.
We all just say the halftime show sucked balls and move on?
So I watched it a little bit extra, you know, watched it closer because of that kind of a tease going into it. If you're an average person watching the show, I didn't pick up on anything. You know, I'm like a little sensitive to this stuff, like looking for those little things I didn't see. And all I saw was at one point she elbowed Chris Martin from Coldplay in the face as he's trying to squeeze in between Bruno Mars and Beyonce. Yeah. That was the thing I picked up on most from the halftime show.
You would have thought Chris Martin was like, it's all right. That halftime show was an abortion.
You know?
An absolute abortion.
Honestly, I didn't think it was that bad.
Oh, I thought the other two. Do you ever just agree?
No, because the other two made it better.
It's
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars is great. He's a terrific guy.
If you ask me, the NFL
thing they did together was great.
And if you ask me, the NFL should just let Bruno Mars do the Super Bowl thing for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Let him keep going because he's good. But other than that, it's like, why do you have this band and that band? And just stop it. Put Guns N' Roses at halftime and call it a day.
And then they had the flashback. You know, they paid tribute. They showed Bruce and, you know, all the other performers.
Right,
in like a video montage.
So what did Giuliani say that was so bad about Beyonce?
I think he was defending the police officers.
Okay, because if she supports Black Panthers,
I think
first off,
it's absolutely disgraceful that, you know, that Beyonce would use this kind of forum to do something like this. It's absolutely disgraceful. And my son, Andrew, was a big Destiny's Child fan back in the late 90s.
Was that when he was peeing himself?
Yeah, he had all the albums. Bills, Bills, Bills. No, no, no. Say My Name. Say My Name was a great song. Say My Name, Say My Name. He loved Destiny's Child. And now, last night, we did what we did with the Dixie Chicks CDs back in 2003. We drove over all of them with our truck.
Did you really?
It's disgraceful.
It's quite a reaction, Mayor.
Disgraceful what they did. The New York City Police Department has done a terrific job. And for Beyonce, who uses police escorts everywhere she goes, especially when she comes to New York City, her and Jay-Z, the whole entourage with police escorts, disgraceful.
You like Jay-Z's music too, Mr. Mayor?
Jay-Z's terrific. He's a great guy, a great ambassador to New York City.
What's your favorite Jay-Z song?
Can I Get a What? Can I Get a What What? That's a great song. H to the Izzo or H to the Izzy. Another terrific one. And of course, Empire State of Mind with Felicia Keys.
Of course.
Another great song.
Why does her name have to be Alicia Keys?
Alicia Keys is a great, you know, she got a key to the city.
Because we just got lucky, that's why.
Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you for explaining the whole thing. I can see why you're very upset. It's 6:05, Mayor Giuliani, good to have him on with us.
It's great to be here, guys, by the way.
Right now, it's time for the roads.
What do you think about Trump calling Ted Cruz a pussy?
I think, you know, he's definitely a firecracker, and I think that there's a possibility that Cruz is a pussy.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Anytime, guys.
And here's Ted with the roads.
In Copaig, Sunrise High.